The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Have you ever been asked the question, what is your favorite food? Well, for someone who adores food and loves to try anything and everything, I can't really answer that question. But what I can say is that one of my favorite things to eat are noodles. So let me take you on a journey where we discover familiar and unique noodle dishes from around the world. So sit back and relax, because it's noodle time! Hello and welcome back to another episode of Noodle Time. Today is the last episode and we've talked a lot about noodles. We went all around the world talking about their cultures, their food cultures, which is very different around every different country you aspire to travel to. And in today's episode, I'd like to highlight 10 of my favorite noodle dishes of all time. Because as the noodle guy, I believe I've talked enough about noodles, and it's time to focus on what I truly believe are my favorite types of noodle dishes. All right, so number 10 on my list would have to be something that resides in Italy. It's a very popular dish and it goes by the name of lasagna. And lasagna is a very home staple food. You'll see it a lot in American Italian restaurants all over the country. You'll see it a lot in Europe, specifically in Rome. And all in all, it's a dish that is super popular. And what's interesting about lasagna is that the noodles that it uses, it's very thick. Thick in the sense that there's a long width when it comes to using lasagna noodles. But there's this weird controversy where lasagna, it looks too much like a square, or it looks too much like a shape where it can't be considered a noodle. But in my opinion, it's a type of pasta where it's thin enough to be considered a noodle. And the type of lasagna that I prefer, I'd like a typical sauce of a ragu sauce of ground beef. You take your tomato sauce, you mix that up, and then you stew it over a long period of time, get that flavor developed, and then you add a layer of bechamel sauce, and then you add a layer of your lasagna noodles. And then you could also add cheese in between each layer. And I typically like my lasagna very thick with a lot of layers. And the more layers it is, the more I realize that it's a dish where it takes so much heart to prepare. And it's a labor of love, this dish. And I really enjoy it. Number 9 on my top 10 favorite noodle dishes would have to be Thai boat noodles. This is a dish that obviously comes from Thailand. And I talked about this dish in our previous episode where I showcased a lot of Thai noodle dishes. And so basically, just to refresh, Thai boat noodles is a dish that is most popularly served in the boats of Thailand along the canals. And you'll see these elderly aunts and uncles preparing you a small bowl of rich broth, and it's typically served with a rice noodle. It comes with a few meat pieces, which is typically beef that has been stewed for a long period of time in that broth. And Thai boat noodles is such a rich and flavorful soup. I really like Thai boat noodles for its broth. It's so rich, and the moment you taste the broth, you'll just have a burst of umami. I don't know if they use MSG, which is an umami enhancing seasoning, but whatever is in that broth, it is so rich, and I really enjoy it. It's something that I didn't really grow up eating as a kid. But the first time I tried it, I remember trying it in Berkeley for the very first time at a local Thai restaurant, and the first bite, oof, I was hooked. Number 8 on the list would have to be shoyu ramen. And in previous episodes, in our Japanese episode, I talked about how I worked at a ramen shop. It's called Menya Shono in San Rafael. It's located in the downtown if you ever want to check it out. It's basically a clear ramen that is flavored with a soy sauce base. There's a lot of different steps when making ramen, such as the tare, which is that soy sauce base, the broth, which is a very clear broth when it comes to shoyu ramen, the noodles, and then the toppings. I really like shoyu ramen for its very clean tasting broth, and you get that umami from the soy sauce. And one of my favorite things from ramen in general is the fact that most restaurants, they add on a soft boiled marinated egg. And this marinated egg, it adds a different depth of flavor compared to a regular hard boiled egg. It's sort of something where you can't really explain what it is unless you try it. And it's something that I really enjoy eating, but it's not my favorite. Number 7 on the list would have to be another dish that resides in Thailand. It's called Pad Thai. And I would say that this is one of the most popular dishes in Thailand, and it's one of the main Thai dishes that everyone around the world is familiar with. It's a really versatile dish because there's so many different components of Pad Thai. You got sweet from the tamarind, you got salty from the seasonings that is put into Pad Thai, you got crunchiness from the bean sprouts, the other different vegetables that you have, there's spiciness from optional peppers you can add, you could add spicy vinegar if you would like, but Pad Thai is a really versatile dish. It's something that you can modify and you can change to your own liking. And that's what I really like about Pad Thai and Thai cuisine in general. There's different dishes that appeal to different audiences. And number 6 is also a Thai dish, and it goes by the name of drunken noodles. Or in Thai, it's called Pad See Ew. And Pad See Ew is a dish that is very similar to Pad Thai when it comes to its versatility and its sweetness and its saltiness and its spiciness. But the difference is the noodles. The noodles are very different. It uses a really wide rice noodle as opposed to Pad Thai, where it uses a thin and short rice noodle. Drunken noodles are, in its name, the reason why it's called drunken noodles is because they drown it in sauce. It's sort of like they're putting so much sauce that the noodles are drunk, in a sense. And when you try it, you'll just know that there's so much sauce in these noodles, and this dish, it's all about this umami rich and this powerful, salty, sweet, spicy sauce that just goes really well with the drunken noodles. Number 5 on my list would have to be jjajangmyeon. In English, it's translated to black bean noodles, and this is a Korean noodle that I touched upon a little bit in my South Korea episode. And jjajangmyeon is a really homey dish. You'll see it a lot in local Korean restaurants across the country. You'll see it a lot in South Korea, across the streets of Seoul, across the streets of Jeju, Busan, all these different places in the world. And basically, it's an acquired taste because black beans, the black bean sauce that is paired with the noodles, It's a little bit funky the first time you try it. It kind of has its own unique flavor that I can't really explain. It's sort of salty, kind of tastes like soy sauce, but there's no soy sauce in the dish. But it's a really homey dish. The first time I tried it was where one of my best friends in high school, her mom made this dish for me. And I was extremely in love. And every time I visit my friend back home from college or back home, or whenever I'm back home in general, I always ask her to make me some because it's something that I really want to eat whenever I have the opportunity to eat it. Number four on my list would have to be udon noodles. I made a whole episode about one of my favorite noodle restaurants being Marugame Udon. And it's this famous chain restaurant all across America. The first one was in Hawaii. And udon noodles are something that I extremely enjoy because it's different from other Japanese noodles. Udon noodles are very thick and they're made with flour. And it's something that when you first try it, it kind of has the texture of mochi. If you haven't had mochi before, it's sort of something that is really chewy. But all in all, I really like udon noodles for its versatility on how you can add different types of broths and you can add different types of sauce. I really like my udon noodles with curry, and you typically top that off with beef. But there's so many different things you can add to udon noodles. Number three on my list would have to be a Vietnamese dish, and it's called bún riêu, crab noodle soup. And I really enjoy this dish because it's something that my girlfriend's grandma always makes whenever I go to a party. It's a really hearty dish and it keeps you warm. I feel like this dish is something that it's really similar, and I would consider this my chicken noodle soup. It's something that's really packed with flavor. And with the addition of crab, which is one of my favorite foods in general, I really enjoy this dish just because it makes me feel at home. And I would consider this one of my top favorite comfort foods. Not even my favorite noodle dish, but I would say that this would be one of my top favorite dishes of all time. Number two on the list, my second favorite noodle dish would have to be a Filipino dish called pancit. Pancit is a dish that you'll see a lot at Filipino parties, and it's a dish that I grew up eating. My mom would always cook this dish whenever I was sick or on a special occasion, because in Filipino culture, noodles represented longevity. And I really enjoyed this dish just because I grew up with it, and it's something I'm really used to, and it gives me this nostalgic feeling. And my favorite noodle dish of all time, it would have to be Vietnamese pho. Vietnamese pho, it has a long history with me. It's a dish that on every Sunday when I was growing up, my parents would always take me to a Vietnamese restaurant and I would always order pho. And my favorite noodle dish of all time, it would have to be Vietnamese pho. Vietnamese pho, it has a long history with me. It's a dish that on every Sunday when I was growing up, my parents would always take me to a Vietnamese restaurant and I would always order pho. So if you really think about it, every Sunday, that's 52 times a year, I would eat pho. and I grew up on that. And pho is a really hearty dish, and it's made with a beef bone broth that has been stewed for 24 hours, and it's developed a really rich and deep flavor. It's served with thin rice noodles, and it's topped with different cuts of beef. It can be served with brisket, it can be served with different types of vegetables, and it's a dish that I grew up eating, and I can't get enough of Vietnamese pho. And being the noodle guy, Vietnamese pho would be one of the dishes that I could eat every single day and not get tired of it. And this was my top 10 favorite noodle dishes of all time. We've went across the world talking about different countries and their different noodle dishes, and I'm glad you went on this journey with me. Thank you, Professor Stu, for allowing me to talk about noodles for 10 episodes. And for the last time, this was Noodle Time, and I am your noodle guy. Bye.